One of the reasons that we are in the conditions that we are in is because we are not worthy of being people of power. That if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us dominion in our state, we would not only shame our Prophet, but we would shame our religion. And we would shame ultimately ourselves. Because Salah ad-Din al-Ayyubi, when he went into Palestine and freed Al-Quds on July 4th, Independence Day, when he went into Palestine and freed Jerusalem, not only did he give a general amnesty and allow the people to return to Europe with their property or to stay amongst them and pay the jizya. And when he charged 10 dinar for ransom for all of their prisoners, that the Christians did not have enough to pay, and so he said, then give us 1,000 slaves. They gave him 1,000 slaves, and his brother, Kamaluddin, paid for the freedom of each one of those slaves and said, "Antum tulaqa." These were Christians. These were a people that in one day massacred 70,000 people, men, women, and children. 70,000 in one day. In their own records written to the Pope, blood flowed up to the knees of the people in Jerusalem. These are a people who went into the Bayt al-Maqdis, into the Sakhra, where the Prophet ﷺ ascended into the heavens, went into the Masjid al-Aqsa, to the furthest sanctuary, and desecrated it. And yet these are a people that when the Muslims conquered them, they treated them with human dignity. And you ask yourselves if we now, in the state that we're in, were given victory over people who have done less than those people, how would we treat them? You ask yourself that question. And then you look at the rulers in the Muslim world and wonder what would the state of the world be like if they had dominion, if they had the power to drop bombs on other people. You ask yourselves. Because the rulers in the Muslim world are capable of dropping bombs on their own people, let alone other people, gassing their own people, let alone other people. So what would they do to other people if what they do to their own people is as you see? And so I believe that it's a mercy from Allah that He has disempowered us, because we are not ready for power, we're not worthy of power as a people. Because power means responsibility, and it's better to be an oppressed than an oppressor. If there's only two alternatives, it's better to be the one getting the brunt of the stick than the one holding the stick. But we reject the whole cycle of oppressor-oppressed. It's an anti-Muslim cycle. It's not our cycle. The Muslims are people that reject a state of oppression because they see that everything is from Allah, the ibtila is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and so anything that hits us, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَلَى حَرْفٍ فَنَصَابَهُ خَيْرٌ اطْمَأَنَّ بِهِ. There's people that just worship Allah on the edge of Islam. When good comes to them, they're happy. When أَصَابَتْهُمْ فِتْنَةٌ قَلَبَ عَلَى وَجْهِهِ خَسِرَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينُ. And if some tribulation comes to them, suddenly they just turn on their heels and run the other way. They lose the dunya and the akhirah. And that is the real loss. The Prophet ﷺ saw the world as a manifestation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's divine attributes. He saw the jalal of Allah and the jamal of Allah in the creation. And that's why it never diverted him from seeing the reality of his condition. He never blamed others. You look throughout the seerah, you look throughout the Quran, and you find where he blames others. He never blamed others for his conditions.